This is Carrie Peters.
And Stacey Morgenstern.
And welcome to Better Than Ever, a Health Coach Institute podcast.
Where we're here to question how we do life because the normal rules no longer apply.
Hello, Better Than Ever podcasters. Hannah Duncan here with another Better Than Ever podcast. This week, we are doing an extra special holiday treat by giving you some parts of Eric Neuner, our CEO's speech from the most recent HCI Live in Dallas, Texas this past November. We are so excited to share this with you. One, because we are really proud of what our CEO has done. And two, because HCI Live is just around the corner. And if you would like to come join us, just go to www.hcilive.com and check out this amazing 3-day event. We hope to see you there, but if we don't, here is a little portion to get you in the HCI spirit. Enjoy.
Our jobs as coaches is to believe in magic. In a world where everyone has forgotten that they are magic, we get to remind them. But to remind them, we need to remember and believe in our own magic. One of my favorite singers, Nako, says, "I am a miracle made up of particles." Take that one in. I am a miracle made up of particles. Holy cow. When you boil it down, that's what every single one of us are. And the people in this room are the caregivers and the healers that the world needs. So when you're pursuing this coaching field, hold on to your intention for life. This is own it, right? We call it own it. You stand in it. You claim it. Because when you do, the universe, everyone conspires for you. So the magicians of modern medicine are right here in this room. And you, and you, and I'm talking about you. Everyone who wants to play gets to be the modern magician of healthcare. What a fun thing to play. And our magic unlocks when we're fully present with our words and intention. And so are you ready for some courageous decisions to own your magic? Yes. Are you ready for some courageous decisions to own your magic? I like playing like this. It's like once I'm up here, I'm almost taking advantage. No. All right, so here are the 6 key decisions to own your magic. Number 1, decide that you are the author of your life. Number 2, decide to forgive yourself. Number 3, decide to choose love and acceptance. Number 4, decide to live authentically. Number 5, decide to claim your dreams. And number 6, is decide that you and those around you are magical. So we're going to go into each one of these. Decide you are the author of your life. The late Dr. Sean Stevenson would say, "This is happening for me, not to me." And I want to add to that, that this is happening for me and by me. So let's declare together, I am the author of my life. I am the author of my life. Number two, decide to forgive yourself. I like how quick you are. We're going to go into that a little bit. We say stuck because we hold on to self-criticism, regret, or shame. And none of that is present. None of that is right now. And so right now, I want to own the present. And so if you're holding, think of something you're holding on to, and we're going to breathe it out. If at any time you're feeling yourself holding on to self-criticism, regret, shame throughout this time, let it in, get present, and blow it out. We got to create these rituals, right? The next is decide to choose love and acceptance. When my former wife and I were getting divorced, home happened to come up and become available adjacent to our home. And at the time, I was not ready to live in community with her and her partner. But in doing this work, I was a man who chose love. I decide I'm a man who chooses love. I'm a man who adds more love to each moment. I'm a man who chooses that, right? And so there's this home available, and despite my struggle and my pain and my angst, the choice was obvious. And so my former wife, her partner, their beautiful, incredible baby, all live on the same property. We took the fence, opened the fence up, and we are continuing to build community together. And for those who know the term heart warrior, now you know where my claiming that came from. So declare it with me. I choose love and acceptance. And this one, you know, this is the one, you know, it's like this is the one. This, if you remember any of these, this is the one. And it's going to be the most challenging. And it's going to be the most worth it. The next is decide to live authentically. And I'm going to put you in the room and share a clip from 7 years ago in New York City when I decided to embrace all of me and put myself out there. And at the time, I was missing a front tooth. I needed braces and surgery to get it fixed, and I was at a time where I was just F it. Like, I'm going to show the real me. So let's show that clip. Okay, so full disclosure. I have some shame around putting myself out there. Some of it is just based on feeling like I'm not worthy of having my own voice. Some is based on getting attacked or being judged for putting myself out there. So just saying that in regards to be gentle on me. I'm just hoping to contribute. I'm hoping to give back some of what I've learned along the way. I was missing a front tooth for a long time, several years off and on, and it was, for me, one of the best experiments in just, like, embracing all of me. So, declare it with me. I choose to live authentically by embracing all parts of me. I choose to live authentically by embracing all parts of me. And number five, decide to claim your dreams. Create a vision and go for it. It really is that simple. The point is just to be reaching for something. And if you find yourself saying, I don't know, I've got a ninja tip for you. Are you ready for it? All right. Replace I don't know with I wonder. My kids know this one. Replace I don't know with I wonder. I wonder opens you up to possibility and curiosity, which are the ingredients of magic. So let's say it with me. I claim my dreams. And I want to say that one big. I claim my dreams. And number six, decide that you and everyone around you is magical. The number one regret of the dying is I wish I would have lived a life that was true to myself and not one that others expected of me. You are not here to play small, to have other people feel safe. You're not here to dim your light. You're not here to appeal to the lowest common denominator. You're not here to look good or avoid looking bad. You're not here to avoid judgment. You're here to align with your open heart and create magic. So along those lines, I would love to show you how I most connect to my magic, which is through music. And I have the privilege of having my children here, Violet and Colton, come on up to help me convey this.
Yes. my regards to soul and romance. They always did the best they could. And so long to devotion, you tell me everything I know. Wave goodbye, wish me well. You gotta let me go. Are we human? Or are we dancer? My sign is vital. My hands are cold, and I'm on my knees looking for the answer. Are we human? Or are we dancer? Are we human? Or are we dancer?
I love you.
Thank you so much. And I have a few guests in the room I just wanted to quickly introduce. My former wife and the mother of my children, Melanie, is here. Thank you so much for being here. And my parents are here for their first live event, all the way from New York City. Come on up, Mom and Dad. Thank you for seeing the magic in me before I did. Thank you so much, everyone. Heart open. Let's rock this. Let's do this. Let's play like we're miracles.
Thanks for tuning in to Better Than Ever, a Health Coach Institute podcast. For more information on our programs, please go to www.healthcoachinstitute.com. Comment and share if you like what you hear.